Laura Topciu still feels the sting of the last time European Union leaders sized up her country and somehow found it lacking, when France led a move to keep Albania and North Macedonia out of the bloc.
I cried. Yeah, it hurt. And I mean, I still feel bad.
Topciu isn't a government official paid to be invested in this process. She's a 30-year-old travel agent. But becoming a member of the European Union is somewhat of a national obsession in Albania, which, like its neighbor North Macedonia, has received repeated green lights from the European Commission just to be shut out by heads of state and government. Topciu says she followed negotiations so closely that the shock rejection last October felt personal.
I was so excited, and I really thought that people that can see better than us, they will understand that probably we are not like perfect, but we are trying. We were trying hard and we still are trying.
The EU's ambassador to Tirana, Luigi Sereca, agrees the effort to meet required standards has been massive. He acknowledges the October setback was hard to explain to heartbroken Albanians.
If you listen to the people, they say there is no plan B for Albania.
But Sereca explains that citizens are already benefiting from the reforms implemented and trying to get the negotiations started. Corruption is among the top concerns of the population. When magistrate judges were vetted, Sereca explains, 70% of them were removed because they could not adequately explain the funds in their bank account.
What Albania is doing with the justice reform is something that others haven't done in the past. It is clear that when this process will be over, the new judiciary will have gone through an evaluation that should address the concern of those who believe that corruption was so important.
Cleaning up corruption is also a major concern for potential partners coming from the outside. Besnik Liskaj is a founding partner in Abcons, a consulting company that works with foreign investors. Liskaj says things are going really well, mentioning how important the judicial reform has been. Liskaj says he expects Albania to become a regional hub for energy.
Energy sector is booming. It had a very interesting development in renewable energy, especially in hydropower. Then, apart from renewable energy, probably you have heard about Trans-Adriatic Pipeline. We have been involved in this project for the last 12 years. And I think this project will change the country future.
But the other boom, Liskaj notes, is tourism.
If you see the traffic on the only international airport in Albania, Tirana International Airport, there is a double-digit growth every year. So every year we have like 10% increase of visitors. Not all of them are tourists. Some of them are coming for business or visiting relatives. But I mean, it's an incredible growth.
But that growth isn't bringing everyone along with it. Accountant Greta Deda has bitter memories of growing up under the communist regime. She says her family of five never had enough to eat.
I remember that day that I was so hungry that my stomach hurts, you know. But we didn't have bread because we finished that.
But Deda says Albania's current capitalist system isn't good either. She tells me she's earning the same amount now as she was 20 years ago, while prices have skyrocketed in comparison. If Deda could find a way to leave Albania with her husband and son, she says, she would.
I can do better, you know, I can do better. I can, if I do this work in Germany, as I'm doing now, I'm going to have a better salary, and my son is going to go to school, you know, where he can have an opportunity.
Laura Topciu, the travel agent, is convinced that Albania is on the cusp of being able to raise its own standard of living, an improvement she believes will help everyone in the country. And she says if the European Union can't see this is a country it should welcome, well, she says it's Brussels' loss.
We will try to make Albania better, and we will try to promote Albania as better as possible. And I think this will work. So, for my opinion, if they don't accept us, I think that they will lose something. Not us.
Terry Schultz, DW, Tirana.